Let the horror into your life. I draw for you a mental picture of a field, of a backyard, of an elderly tree, of a smiling neighbor, a good firm handshake, and a well-spirited business deal. I create for you an image of a finely lit back porch, of a swing swaying gently in the wind, the hum of a lawnmower off in the distance. Of a picnic, of fire ants crawling discreetly over a misplaced piece of a child's bologna sandwich. Let's go out for ice cream, a little boy cries. Let's go dig a hole to China. Four square for one and all, she yells quite loudly. Let's go play basketball with Pa. A normal life, lived by loving, breathing human beings in a wonderful middle-class American town. Peaceful, so peaceful, almost too peaceful. That's when the horror comes in. Picture this, two small boys drawing on a gigantic ream of paper lying flat on the floor in their garage. 74 different images of Chewbacca. Young girls styling the hair of their My Little Ponies. French lace and garter belt ponies, nonetheless. Timmy's got the stretch monster out again. Watch out, here comes Stretch Armstrong, my friend. Mom is working in the garden, flipping that dirt so she can plant next spring's tomatoes. And the hot peppers, too. Maybe, while she's tilling that soil, she stumbles on a baby's dismembered arm, or something even more frightening, and lets out a scream. All of a sudden, look out, the horrors come in. Time to shave Daddy's neck again. Getting a little shaggy back there, says oldest daughter Maggie. Oh yes, shaggy indeed. A fine, special moment spent between a father and child. Look at all of the loving. Yes, picture it now. Can you see it? Well, don't get too comfortable. Maggie's going to cut Daddy's throat on this night, because that's when the horror comes in. Oftentimes, horror is very horrifying. What must be most horrifying of all, to much of the populace, is reveling in normalcy, and the expectation that there will be a break in that revelry. That must be why shock is so prevalent in film and books these days, I guess. I don't know that for sure, though. I don't work for any polling agencies currently. Today, I saw an animal in my front yard scratch its back with its hind legs as if it were my neighbor's dog. This animal was not a dog at all. No, it was a beast of a different make and breed. I thought, is this frightening? What am I witnessing here? I mean, it is abnormal, isn't it? Maybe not to someone else who has seen this sort of scene before, but definitely yes to me. Horrifying? I would say no. But that's what's so great about horror. It is out of this normalcy, whether it be your normalcy or the normalcy of others, that the horror is allowed to come in. Look, there's a severed head over yonder. There's a gangrenous horse in the living room. Me, myself, I can't wait for the horror to come into my life.